Clarity is our natural beneficial state as we are. You know, as human beings, we've grown up with a lot of conditioning in our lives to take ourselves to be individuals, and a lot of the emphasis is on what's flawed and needs to be fixed. There's a lot of focus in today's society on negativity and what isn't working in the world, and it's very obvious that there is a lot of hardship in the world these days. And, you know, a lot of us just have this true aspiration to bring about change in the world. And the best way to do this is by getting to know clarity, this natural state that is peaceful, that has the solutions for all world problems. And when we get to know clarity in our own direct experience, we start to see that there's this real self-leadership that we're developing, and the ability to make this change that we want to see in the world. And, you know, rather than trying to fix everyone else, that's usually how we do things. We usually make reports about how they need to change in order for world peace to happen, or this person needs to change, or of course I need to change. Rather than focusing on what everyone else needs to do, let's bring the focus back to ourselves. Really bring that focus to yourselves, and what we offer in Balanced View is this training that allows for this tremendous self-leadership to bring about these potent beneficial qualities and activities that are inherent to clarity, that are inherent within every human being, the birthright of every human being. So we test this in ourselves first. Rather than getting lost in concepts about how can it work for everyone in the world, try it for yourself. And that's what we offer here. This training is available to support you completely in gaining complete confidence and trust and clarity in your own abilities to act skillfully and beneficially in the world. So initially, we need the introduction to clarity. So just stop thinking for a moment. What is thinking? There's an alertness, clarity, cognizance. As simple as what's looking. This is clarity. Once you have the introduction to clarity, then we want to train in this clarity. And that's as simple as recognizing clarity again and again for short moments until clarity becomes continuous and automatic at all times. So when you stop thinking for a moment and you have that recognition, there's clarity, and then the thoughts come back in, clarity is still unaffected. It hasn't gone anywhere. It hasn't changed. So the simple short moments repeated again and again become continuous. And in Balanced View, we have the four mainstays, which helps bring about this complete confidence and trust and clarity. The trainer can help us gain confidence and clarity. When we see another person who has tried this out in their direct experience, we can rely on them for support. We don't have to do it on our own. Rather than trying to have only mental concepts of what clarity is, the actual lived experience, so we can rely on others who have tested this and have the actual lived experience. We also have the trainings. The trainings of Balanced View are the training media on our website. Videos, audio books, and then also the face-to-face trainings and the teletrainings that we offer. And then we also have the worldwide community, all of you, all of us, people interested in making this great change in the world today. The community really supports us in gaining confidence and emphasizing clarity rather than emphasizing yet what is wrong and what needs to be fixed and changed. It's a drastic difference. I mean, how many places can you go where people are focusing on the solution and really seeing the results of self-leadership in themselves? So that's why it's so important to come to these meetings and to see other people that have put this into practice. And yeah, I mean, I just look out here at all of you and I see such confidence and this deep assurance that we are making this great change. So it's really amazing. You know, give yourself this gift. Just keep showing up, keep turning up and listening. You know, it will seep in. Rather than trying to foster an intellectual understanding, just relax all your viewpoints for a moment. Right now, just relax the need to describe everything. That's a short moment of clarity. You know, and we all come with particular viewpoints in this life. Some of us are very fearful. We're afraid of everything. We worry a lot. Or other people are very confident in really have strong abilities in other areas, so we all have our own point of view packages. But on the deepest level, we all just want to be okay and to enjoy our lives and to make our lives count, really. You know, we want to do something that's contributing to the society today. So whatever your points of view are, whatever kinds of thoughts you have, whatever emotions you have, whatever sensations you have, these are all opportunities to gain complete confidence and clarity. So the points of view, are your thoughts, your emotions, your sensations, any experience, any state, any intuition. We just call them points of view. So whenever a point of view appears, maintain clarity. And you repeat this again and again. So let's say you're experiencing anger. You're angry at the way the world is. You're surrounded by other angry people. And you have a choice. You can either indulge the anger, you can avoid it, you can replace it, or you can clarify it. If you indulge the anger, then you just really fuel that fire of what's making you angry and getting lost in that story. If you avoid it, you run away completely, saying, I don't want to be in this situation. If you replace it, maybe you're using a method like affirmations or doing some kind of exercise to alleviate this anger. And the fourth approach is to clarify that anger, to let it be as it is. Rely on clarity in the midst of this anger. Just allow everything that goes on, the sensations, the thoughts that start to appear, the emotions that you're feeling, just let it be there as it is. And we start to see that this anger really doesn't have this power that we gave it. But, you know, if we've had a habit of reacting to the anger or avoiding anger, it's just going to take some time to get used to clarifying it, letting it be as it is. And again, that's why the trainer, the training, and the community are very supportive. If we have strong habits or the way we've been used to doing things for an entire lifetime, we want support in learning this new approach to see that the anger really does not have any power to influence our well-being or anyone else's.